Hey, what's up? This is Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're continuing our coverage on the effect that Storm Sandy has had on our food community. And on episode 125 of Hot Grease, our very own Nicole Taylor recapped some of the challenges facing Red Hook businesses and residents, including those who were stuck in project housing. So here's the clip from Hot Grease.
I actually went to volunteer for about 8 hours on Saturday at Red Hook Initiative. It's a community-based or grassroots organization that's based in Red Hook, Brooklyn. I must say Red Hook, Brooklyn, for people who are listening and are like, what's Red Hook? It is a neighborhood that's actually in Brooklyn, closest to the water. But Red Hook Initiative is a nonprofit organization. They've been around for 10 years, and they essentially became the central hub of, you know, all the volunteer efforts, feeding supplies in Red Hook. And I was there for about 8 hours. I spent the first 2 hours actually doing canvassing, meaning getting in pairs, knocking on doors and asking people and reminding them that Red Hook Initiative were doing meals. They still are serving meals twice a day, hot meals, to anyone who needs food and have been affected by Hurricane Sandy. And also asking like a basic question, is there anything that you need? Do you need volunteers? Do you need a blanket? Is someone in this house homebound? I think what a lot of people don't realize about Red Hook is that you have Red Hook Homes. It is the second largest public housing in New York City. So there are still, you know, hundreds of people who, I'm not going to say hundreds, but there are definitely at least 100 people or more, all homebound, that are still in their apartment in Red Hook Homes. They never left. And I hear a lot of people saying, why didn't they leave? A lot of these are seniors who are homebound, who did not even really have the ability to be able to get in a car, or, you know, they're in a wheelchair. So I was just really blown away. And that was just even being in Red Hook. I've seen the pictures and I've seen other people tweet and Facebook about volunteering in the Rockaways and Staten Island and all the devastation. But just the mere thought, the work that I was doing, canvassing door to door and in the office at Red Hook Initiative, of the people who literally don't have food to eat because they can't cook food, or they're, you know, they need a blanket or what have you. So if you're listening and if you live in Brooklyn, please, please get involved. Donate money, but also to donate your hands. People really, really need help. And for folks who are outside of the city, I'm hearing everybody saying donate to the Red Cross. I am so not with that. I think that there's so many organizations that are right on the ground, like doing work, like doing serious work. So if you can find an organization, a church, a nonprofit that's already embedded in the community and already has relationships, I would say give money to them. Another update is that I've talked about them a million times on the show. They've been on the show. Monica Bryan, who's the owner of Homemade Brooklyn, who's in Red Hook. I would have to say Homemade is probably my favorite place to have brunch in all of Brooklyn. Her store is completely, not even store, it's more so her restaurant is completely destroyed. They just, you know, rebounded back from a fire. I went by there. I saw her. She had tons of volunteers helping her, you know, pull up furniture and, you know, just basically clean up. And she mentioned that she was on her way to a meeting about a fundraiser for Red Hook. So there are a lot of things that's going on and happening around Hurricane Sandy, and that people can plug in. So, you know, I'm really, really keeping Monica in my thoughts. And I hope Homemade and all of the businesses along Van Brunt and then Red Hook can rebound. And lastly, one of my guests who's actually going to be on today's show, who runs an incredible business all about Southern food, mail ordering Southern food out to people all over the country. Sadly, she is not on the show because she lost her house. She lives in Long Island and she has absolutely nothing. So I don't want to say her name because we haven't had a conversation about blasting that, but I am just so disturbed by that, and looking forward to getting together with some of my closest colleagues in the food world and helping her out in some way. But yeah, she was supposed to be on the show today, and she's not on the show because, you know, she was really, really affected by Hurricane Sandy. So again, I'm sending out my personal prayers to all of the folks all over the Northeast who've lost life, people who've lost money, and hoping that, you know, normalcy will come around very quickly for folks.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.